this episode is sponsored by The Streets. First of all, let me start off by saying my sinuses are acting up. I feel like I've had a cough, consistent cough for like a week. And this has happened to me at least twice a year for a while. I don't know what kind of diagnosis that is, but I don't even think I want to know. But it's happened ever since I had hookah one time. And it just pops up. And when it pops up, it stays for like a week or two, and then she goes away and I'm normal. So she's here right now. So if I don't sound like the best, that is the reason why. But yeah, this conversation is sparked by a lot of the content I've been seeing surrounding dating in 2023 and beyond. And it sounds rough, y'all. I'm very sorry. Like, I'm hearing people's dating stories, like horror stories, both men and women. I'm hearing just a lot of different terms that I have never heard before that's like new. And then also terms that weren't very popular before, they are now seemingly more out there, like more accepted. Or even if it's not accepted, it's definitely pushed more. Like, I've seen people talk about it a lot more. So I wanted to give my two cents. I am not dating, not in these streets, but I hear what the streets is talking about, and a lot of my friends are single, are looking, are dating, and they have crazy stories. I was in the streets at one point, so I do have stories as well, which I'll like throw in here and there. Wild stories. I should drop names too, so y'all could go beat them up for real, but you know, whatever. But yeah, let's get into it. Hey y'all. I want to start by saying that I can only speak to heterosexual relationships, and even within that, I can mostly speak to the Black experience, because that is who I was dating. When I was dating, I was mostly dating exclusively dating Black men, because I was looking to have a serious relationship, which hopefully turned into something long term. And therefore, I was looking dating Black men, because that's who I'm interested in and that's who I would like to be with long term. And if that bothers you, then I don't know. I don't think that bothers anyone who's listening. This is Black Girl Tea after all, but like, I think there are people who are a little like kind of annoyed when I do that spiel of like, I'm dating Black because I want Black long term and I want Black children. It's like, there's nothing wrong with having a preference in general, but definitely don't think there's anything wrong with having a preference of your own people and your within your own culture. Especially, I'm not putting anyone else down. Like, there's some fine other people out there. I'm just looking for my own guys. But yes, I can only speak to straight and cis and heterosexual relationships, and specifically to Black people, because those are my intersections. That's what my breakdown. And I'm gonna say it, y'all. It's gonna be a good 5 to 10 years before there's any real change within the dating pool in terms of like the sections that I listed. And I say that because, unless they're religious, I feel like the religious boys, they might be ready, depending on how old you are. I think once the religious boys are getting close to 30, and so they're starting to feel a little pressure of like wanting family, wanting blah, blah, blah. But of course, be very careful with the vetting process when it comes to that. But I think for all the other heathens, and I'm saying that like as a joke, obviously, it's going to be a good 5 to 10 years. And I feel like that's going to be the case because a lot of people are trying to play the field. We are oversaturated with people, which is why dating sucks. I think that's the number one reason why dating sucks, is because we have an overabundance of people. It's not just you. And that's why when you look at your hometown, right, and you're like, oh, well, this person ended up with this person from high school, or this person ended up with this person from middle school, and it's like, oh, they never left their hometown. So it's like very limited, very like closed to those people. But then there are people who like went out, they went to college. Like a lot of the people that I went to college with, like because they expanded their horizons, like I don't know, it seems like it's taking them a longer time to settle down. And I saw something else about this as well. It was a post saying how come everyone in our hometowns are like have babies or have gotten married or settled down, but then all the people we know from college like are still out here in the streets, like still trying to find their person. And I it's just the overabundance. And a lot of us, a lot of people who went to college, at least that I know, didn't move back to their immediate hometown. So like it's a new pool of people. So there's that aspect. But then there's also the overabundance of people because we have apps and we have, yes, the apps really, like there's Tinder, there's Bumble, there's Hinge, Unhinged. Child, when I used Hinge, it was like the worst experience. First of all, I think Hinge purposely shows you people you're not attracted to. Like, even though you'll be, like, liking people that you're attracted to, and it should be, like, algorithming to show you more of that, I feel like they purposely show you the opposite. And if y'all are doing that, then y'all are some hoes. Like, y'all are some hoes. I remember using that app and, like, disliking it. Bumble is the one where women need to talk first. And I still use Bumble. I use it for BFF. Especially being in, like, traveling, being in another city, being in, like, living in another country for a little bit. Bumble BFF is good for that. But on the other side, I have used Bumble for dating, and women have to speak first, which is a nice concept, but also very interesting because sometimes I don't want to talk for, I didn't want to talk for it many times. And Tinder, well, Tinder been around for a minute, and I remember how I used to use Tinder. I don't know how many people have met the love of their life off Tinder, but I remember just wanting to go on dates and just wanting to like practice my riz and shit and being like, I'm gonna go on a Tinder date, whatever. Like, I've also met the most unhinged people off of Tinder as well. So like, I was very happy when the day when I was like, you know what, I'm over this. Like, I'm not using these apps anymore. Like, get my ass outside. But yeah, that overabundance of having so many people swiping dead, like just like lifeless swiping, is so detrimental, I think, overall to dating, because it's like you're like online shop. Ooh, it's like you're online shopping, and that's just so weird to me. Like, it's not weird, and I'm not saying it's weird for people who use it, because like I said, I have used the apps. I'm very familiar with how they work. And I have met people from there. Obviously, it did not last. But yeah, it's just having that abundance of people. And now men who never had control to begin with, or much discipline to begin with, are feeling like children in a candy store. And so, yeah, they might have matched with you and they're talking to you and they want to go out with you. But then their phone pings and they suddenly, their interest is diverting, not just men, women as well. But it's that oversaturation. There's people now who are, I see a lot of people talking about having open relationships. Let me take a sip. that zip was for dramatic effect. But also so I don't cough. But mostly, I'm seeing a lot of men ask for open relationships or saying that they are looking for open relationships. And ain't nothing open about a relationship, especially a romantic one. This is my hot take. And I think, you know, obviously a lot of people think differently these days, and people are open to the idea of open relationship and are okay with dilly-dallying with other people and having a primary person. That's another term that I learned. But ain't no primary, like, ain't no secondary after the primary. That's what I'm gonna say. So at least for me, that doesn't work. I understand it's a new dynamic, as well as what is the other one? I learned about ethical non-monogamy. So I guess this is a fancier way of saying open relationship. So where people are practicing polyamory. Yeah, people are practicing polyamory openly. And everyone is aware, everyone knows, so that's what makes it ethical. We're going to see a lot of that. We're going to see a lot of that over the next, like, 5 to 10 years, until people are really ready to, like, settle it down. We're going to see a lot of that. You're going to meet a lot of people who are okay with that, who are interested. And it's going to get weirder in these streets. That being said, stay woke and stay ready. Take that how you want it. But no, honestly, I feel like it's going to be, like, really, really bad. And then it's going to stop. Because I think people are going to get to the point where they realize that they can't keep doing that type of relationship is not sustainable. Some people are going to thrive in that, like, type, but I think there are going to be some people who realize it doesn't work for them, and that they're going to need to settle down at some point. So I do see the next 5 to 10 years having way more crazy, like, more crazy stories. And I think what I do see that might be positive is that people will be more open about their intentions, which will help in the long run. Because I think before, don't get me wrong, there are still people out there who are just shady and deceitful and manipulative and all the things above. But I think in the past, a big part of the problem was that people were practicing this non-monogamous, like, ethical non-monogamy and open relationships, but they weren't telling the person. So there was that level of manipulation where a person just thinks it's just them, and then they find out, and that's cheating. So I think what's going to change is that people are going to be more open about the fact that they have somebody on the side, or they have a main person and they want to play on the side. But I think in terms of seriousness, oh, it's about to get way unserious for the next couple of years. And good luck. Good luck. If you're in the streets, if you're dating right now, I wish you nothing but luck. I also would recommend that you stay off of social media for the most part. Like, because not everybody's a damn guru. Everybody's a coach, and everyone knows how to get a man and a woman. And honestly, it's just too much. Like, it's oversaturated. And as you know, everything is algorithm. So when you interact with one, or you watch one for too damn long, you end up seeing just a bunch of them. Everyone's talking about relationships and how hard it is out here. But there is content out there of couples that are happy, showing you how happy they are, showing you both the happy, like, the highs and the lows of relationships. Like, they're not holding back, but still showing you that there is beauty in being partnered. Like, that still exists. So I do believe, like, you can, staying off of social media helps, getting off the apps if you can helps. But if you are an app girly or an app guy, best of luck. it's gonna get even more wicked, because people are just in their experimental era, which can be okay. Now, I think in terms of actual dating, like, let's say you've met somebody in real life and they seem kind of normal enough to go on a date with, or you've made it, like, out the apps. I hope those stories get better, because I've been hearing very sick stories about guys not paying for dates, first of all. Like, what do you mean you're not paying for the date? Like, that is a whole nother topic about, like, tradition and chivalry and courting and stuff. Like, that art is, it seems to be going away, which sucks, because a lot of men are still begging for traditional women, but not doing traditional things like paying for dates. Like, tiring. I had a man, this is where my stories come in, because I'm telling you, it was rough when I did date. I had a man ask me on a date. When we went on the date, we went to go get some tacos in Harlem. And we went to, like, a mom-pop shop, like, hole-in-the-wall place. The date was very, very cheap, right? At the end of the date, the lady comes over, and we ask her for the check, and she's like, are we splitting the check? And I just looked at him, and he said, yeah. And I said, okay. I didn't fight with him. I didn't do any of that. I took my card out. I paid. And when I got the receipt to sign my check, it was $13. And so, I'm not arguing that I paid. We end the date. We end up talking for a little bit when we're about to leave each other. And he goes, yeah, like, I can't wait to see you again. Like, actually, like, on Friday, like, if you want to come over, like, I want to show you. He wanted to show me something at his house, which was definitely cold for he was trying to rock and knock in the boots. But I was like, you can't even pay $13 for my date. Like, no. Like, this was not a proper, like, courting, talking. And you got the nerve to invite me to your house? I should come and I should rob you. Like, I didn't talk to that guy again, because I do personally believe that if a man is asking me on a date, then he should pay. And I think that if it is a thing where he can't, then we should not go. Or if it's something, like, really big, like a crazy big date, like, date within your means, first of all. That's my first thing of advice. But also, I think it's okay to be upfront. First of all, I never want to date without money. Because you don't... Listen, nowadays... And you just never knew, like, what it was. I knew... This is going to sound crazy. But I knew if I was going on a date with a man from a certain culture, that I wouldn't have to touch my wallet, and that it would be seen as disrespectful to him if I touched my wallet. I used to date this guy from Morocco. We went on a couple dates. The first date that we went on, I literally just, when the bill came out, like, reached into my purse, and he literally was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just going in my purse. And he's like, for what? Why do you need your purse? You got it, boss. I'm putting it away. And every other man that I've dated from the same continent, from Africa, different countries, they have all been the same way. And I only date within, the diaspora. So, like I said, I can't speak for Latino men. I can't speak for white guys. I haven't dated a white guy since, like, a year after college, so maybe, like, 23 years old. Polish guy. Same thing. But Yeah. That's the end of that. That's all I'm gonna say on that. My rule of thumb when I was dating was to always make sure that I could cover my full bill. Which kind of sucks, but it's the truth. Like, you just never know. You don't know what people are thinking, what people want, like, how people are gonna act if you deny them of anything while you're with them. Like, this is your first time meeting them. So, like, my biggest advice is to never go anywhere unless you have your own money to get you to and from the place, right? To pay for whatever you want to eat or drink while you're with them. And if there's anything you guys are gonna do after, make sure you can handle your whole night. Just to get everything, like, covered across the board. Or don't go, honestly. Or don't go. Because I think sometimes women do fall into that trap of, like, oh, he got me, he's supposed to do this, he's supposed to. Like, supposed to and, like, will do are not the same thing. So, like, I would lean on the side if he's not. Now, there are cases where you might go on a date and y'all only plan to do one thing, right? He covers it, but then the night's going well, y'all end up doing something else. Now, this is something I'm not against if you decide you want to help with the date. If you're like, okay, you got dinner and drinks at this place, at the next place, I'll get drinks. And then if we are drunk and we need food at the end of the night, you get food. Like, that's fine, because dating is expensive and everybody is feeling the weight of demands in life and, like, not having enough money to do certain things, especially if you live in a fucking metropolitan ass city, in a big ass city. Like, for New York City, for example, like, these cities are expensive and people also have to live. So there are instances why I can't speak because I'm so stuffy where it makes sense that you pitch in. But $13 tacos, I don't know. Just be prepared to pay for yourself at any point in time, girls, men, anybody, he, she, they, them, whoever's listening. Yeah. I think another thing people don't talk about is how dangerous it can be to date as well. Because I feel like there are times where, again, speaking straight, hetero, cis situations, where the guy may want something more than you're offering, right? He may want a little at the end of the night. I've had situations like that. And luckily, I can walk away from all of those situations unharmed and can actually laugh about them. But there are many people who don't get a chance to do that. And I've been hearing some really upsetting stories about that too. And I hope that most of all is the one thing I hope that dies down first. Like, even if people are out here being weird and, like, ghosting and all that stuff, like, I really hope and pray that those situations die first when it comes to the dating thing. Because there are too many. I hear too many of people being basically assaulted after a date that they've gone on. It wasn't even a date. We went to run errands together before my friend's birthday. And I didn't want to meet him that day, but he was like, oh yeah, like, I'm going to go to Best Buy, I'm going to go to Target. Like, this is in my hometown. And I'm like, you know what, I'll ride with you. Like, we can just, like, talk or whatever. I've been meaning to hang out or whatever. We go, it's such a great time. He's a really cool guy. He's hot, like, fine. So I'm excited, you know? riding around my neighborhood and stuff. Like, it's actually a good time. And then he's like, do you want to come in? Do you want to hang out? And I'm, my dumb self should have robbed him too. I'm like, yeah, like, we can hang out for a little longer. Like, I have like an hour or two before I have to go get ready. I decide to go in with him. As soon as we get in, he just takes his thing, Johnson. I don't know why Johnson was the first thing that came to my head, but he just whips it out. And he's just looking at me. And I'm like, way up close. Just like that meme. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, where... There was a huge disconnect because we had not even, like, gone on a proper date. We had not spent that much time together. We had just come from Target. I'm wearing sweatpants. Like, where was the indication that this is how this was supposed to end? And so, you know, we laughed about it. He was just like, I'm sorry, I got carried away. But there are many times where, like, that doesn't happen. And the person feels, like, offended that you're not taking their advances. So, like, don't be like me. Be very careful. Because these streets are dangerous. And I don't know, at the time when I was dating, I was very optimistic. I mean, it did end up nice for me. Because I did end up, like, finding a partner and, like, settling down. For the most part. So that carefreeness that I had at the time when I was dating paid off for me. But I'm hearing too many stories of instances where it does not. So be vigilant. Rob these people. No, I'm kidding. I'm really kidding about the rob thing, but it is funny. But no, don't rob people. Be vigilant. Do your proper vetting. Do research on people. Start doing background checks on people low-key. Because, honestly, a lot of these people need background checks. Because they're just weirdos. They were already weirdos before you met them. It's not even your fault. Anyway, it's just too many wild stories where it just doesn't go right. Whether it's, like, the bill thing. Or the conversation goes left, or the person starts being weird, or they start making advances you don't want. Like, there are all these things that you have to consider these days. On top of the fact that people want open, they want to have primary partners, they want to do this, that, and the third behind your back. Like, it makes it discouraging, but I promise you that there should be a shift. I'm saying 5 to 10 years. It could be earlier than that. But also, even without the shift, there are people who are looking for the same thing you are as well. So be vigilant in your dating. Tell people where you are. Like, stop doing the whole sneaky leak thing. Like, make sure at least one person that you really, really trust has your location so that they can at least be able to vouch if anything happens or come to your rescue. Like, I used to go on dates and have my friends around the corner, like, at places. So, you can do it. And it works. But, good luck out here. And for those of you who are in the streets, wrap it up. Be protected at all times. And make sure someone knows your story. Okay? Well, that sounds really dark to end. Like a Dateline thing. No. Be vigilant and be careful in these streets, y'all. Okay? Bye.